Audi.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to the Big Travel Podcast. I'm Lisa Francesca Nand. Something special happens in Ibiza, says one of my guests on today's episode. And I think this is absolutely true. I went to Ibiza to interview the Mambo Brothers. They are on today's episode. And I stayed at their incredibly beautiful Hostal de la Torre, which is one of the best spots on the island for sunsets. So good, in fact, that it actually reduced me to a few tears when I was sitting there at sunset on the beautiful terrace off the lovely hotel, a gorgeous rambling finca style hotel. And I had a cocktail and I was watching the sunset and the DJ was playing the most incredible chill out tunes. And it was just almost awe-inspiring. It was the greatest show on earth, really, the absolute greatest show on earth. And I do really, really love a sunset. So I went to Hostal de la Torre, where I interviewed the Mambo Brothers, and they have incredible lives. And actually, when they say that something special happens in Ibiza, I think that something special happened to them, and they're really wonderful people. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Born in Ibiza to a Scottish mum and a Spanish dad, with their parents' Cafe Mambo attracting famous faces from music, fashion, stage and screen, the brothers eagerly awaited boxes of the latest vinyls to be delivered from Scotland. We talk about their perpetual childhood on this magical island, touring the world as DJs, and getting to know the soul of Brazil, Bali, Australia, Asia, Africa, all over the world, to use these influences in their hotels, cafes, bars and restaurants. Recorded at the wonderful Hostal de la Torre, where the sunset brought me to tears, it's Alan and Christian, the Mambo Brothers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alan.
I'm Christian. We're known as the Mambo Brothers, that we travel around the world DJing and looking at things, learning at things, enjoying things, venues, places, food. We love food. It's good. Very good.
Somebody's got to do it. So you grew up on the island?
In Ibiza, yes. We're half Scottish. Never lived in Scotland, so our accent maybe a little bit Scottish from our, we get it from our mum, and we've lived here all our lives in Ibiza.
How did your mum end up here? Because your dad's a local, isn't he?
Well, our dad is from the north of Spain, a place called Pamplona, where the bull running is, and they met many, many years ago. They moved to Ibiza in 1976, was it? Something like that?
Yes.
So they came to San Antonio and fell in love with Ibiza.
It must have been a completely different place then.
I'm sure it was. We were not here then, so by what we hear about it, it's like, wow, actually sounds great how undeveloped Ibiza was back then, and San Antonio especially. And maybe the tourism started maybe 10 years before they arrived, 10, maybe 15 years, as the first hotels opening up and all that.
So where are we now? I mean, I know where I am. I got here, but I'm just asking you to explain where
yeah.
I'm not that bad.
Well, we're in a little hostel just outside San Antonio called Hostal La Torre.
And it's absolutely stunning.
Yes.
A really incredible find. I should describe, actually, for the audio, we're sitting on the top of a beautiful terrace. We have the sea, and it's just absolutely stunning. There's little boats going past, there's rocks. We're going to be in the best spot ever on the island for later, aren't we, for sunset?
Yes, and we think that this venue represents that time when my mum and dad moved to Ibiza. It still has that old school, old charm of what Ibiza was back in the days.
I'm finding that because I grew up, I have a very similar background to you guys. I grew up in Malaga, in Costa del Sol. And, you know, that's a different place now. But it feels like my childhood here. And I don't know about you guys, when I look back on my childhood in Malaga, I feel like it was almost like a barefoot childhood. You know, does that make sense? Was that what it was like that growing up for you?
Growing up in Ibiza was something amazing. We were lucky to be hanging out our early teens with amazing people. I remember meeting at Cafe Mambo people like John Galliano and Jeremy Healy. Back then, not even knowing what a famous designer was. You know, we did not know, I did not appreciate what, you know, I just thought that Jeremy Healy and John Galliano were hanging with very cool people. And I wanted to hang with them and meet them and be around them because it was nice. They were surrounded by lovely people back then. That's what I remember. But I did not understand what, when I was 13. Maybe nowadays you understand what a famous designer is. But back then in 1996 or 95, I did not know what a worldwide famous fashion designer was.
And it's also what you compare it to, isn't it? Because unless you like grew up in back in the UK, you don't know that you're living like this, you know, incredibly magical existence until you go back to, I don't know, Glasgow, wherever it is in January, and you're like, oh shit, you know.
Well, that happens every winter, that we sit down and analyse what's happened in our venues and who we've met and who we've been hanging with, because Ibiza since the last 20 years has been a uber cool hub for amazing people, not just in fashion, music, entrepreneurs. Who you meet in Ibiza has a big wow factor. When you sit down in the winter time and analyze, wow, we've met this guy, and it's like pretty insane and incredible, and we really appreciate it.
You do, you acknowledge that it's,
yeah, yeah, something special happens in Ibiza.
There's something about international people that grow up in a, you know, somewhere that, where they're not necessarily from, obviously you are from here, but grow up somewhere, you know, out of the third culture kids, I think we're called. Have you heard that term?
No.
I can't really work out what it means, but it's third culture kids, and I think there's just something special. I don't know about you, but when I went back home to live in the UK, I was 16, and I, you know, had the same sort of childhood as you guys had had. We've had, you know, really lucky and, you know, villas and parties and beaches and, you know, running around barefoot and camping and just all this, a lot of freedom. I had to like curtail my stories when I got back home when people were like, they were like, that's bullshit, or that's or, you know, not necessarily not believing me, but just thinking I was a bit, you know, over the top. But we were lucky and really did appreciate it.
Definitely.
At the time.
Yeah. We're still lucky. We're still living a childhood in this island.
You are. You're living in a perpetual childhood, especially as DJs.
Yes. Yes, we are.
So your dad started Cafe Mambo.
Yes, he did. He did. And our parents started it. And in 94, right beside Cafe del Mar. And it became successful very, very quick. And as my brother said, we met amazing people. We heard amazing music. You know, the track of the summer every summer meant something, and it was incredible living that life.
They must have, did they have any experience in the bar area, the restaurant bar?
Yes, they own a bar from 10 years before called Bocanero, a pub, and my mother ran a Scottish pub, so they had experience.
Because it's hard bloody work, isn't it? My dad had bars in Spain, and it's really hard work.
8 days a week.
8 days, it is, absolutely, and 24/7, isn't
it?
Yes,
yes.
So you guys were there growing up and, you know, meeting all these incredible people. At what point did you decide that you wanted to get into music, into DJ?
Well, we've always been around music since even before Cafe Mambo, because Ibiza being just an island, it was difficult back then to get the music, early 90s, the vinyls. So every two times every summer, friends from Scotland of my mum and dad would come with a box of maybe 30 or 40 vinyls of the tunes of the summer. So they would be, those vinyls would be at home for maybe 2 or 3 days, and that's where we used to experiment with beats and listening to vinyls and having, and start learning what the mixing pattern was. And, you know, back in the day it would be, you know, Dream Lover from David Morales and Maria Carey, Space Cowboy. We would have those vinyls and we would be, you know, mixing and learning that culture and getting really into it.
It seems crazy, doesn't it, to think about how technology has moved on so much.
Yes.
That, you know, you were waiting for the records, and without that, you didn't have them,
you know.
And then you decided, did you start to play in the cafe?
Well, I remember my first, we used to have this Bucanero bar back then, that there was a bartender, and at the same time he used to play music. So while I was always very looking, oh, there's only 30 seconds left on the vinyl, so I would just go and change it. And everyone would go, who's just changed the track? And it was me wanting to get involved in all the DJing and music side. I must have been like 10 years old or something like that. And suddenly flirting with the music and all that, one day I ended up playing a full night, and that's where it all kind of started. And little by little, Alan got more involved in music also, on the DJing side, and here we are nowadays. We've travelled all over the world.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that. Obviously, this is the Big Travel Podcast, and I explore people's lives through travel as well, but how did that first develop? Like, where was your... So you're playing here, and where was your first, you know, sort of big gig?
Our first big gig?
It was in London, no?
London.
Yeah, and there was a club called Pasha. London, that I think, if I'm not wrong, it's beside Victoria Station, and it does not exist anymore. But yes, that was our first big gig.
Yes, and it represented, I think, an anniversary for
Mambo.
Mambo. I think it was the 15th anniversary, probably, or 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
You're then playing to like a completely different crowd. That must have been really good.
Yes, feel very good. Feel
and
very.
Where did it go from there? How did it develop from there?
Well, from there we started getting offers to play other places around the world, and somewhere that we've loved to play has been Sydney in Australia, which is mind-blowing. Bondi Beach and all that, and all the culture, food culture, music culture, health culture and people culture that there is over at that other side of the world is mind-blowing. We've been as well in DJing in Bali
was amazing, DJing in Brazil and Uruguay, which is a place we really love because of the lifestyle and the chillness and the little chiringuitos on beach. We love going to Uruguay or Punta del Este. My brother said Bali. We've been in Hong Kong. We spent 4 days there just seeing all the little cafes, restaurants and nightlife, which we were shocked. Hong Kong possibly is one of the cities with most nightlife we've ever been.
Yes.
And dangerous nightlife, you know. little jazz bars and behind fridges, or little Mexican tequila place. Melbourne, apart from Sydney and Australia, Melbourne is one of the paradises for cafes in the world and restaurants and concepts.
Breakfast culture.
Yeah, best breakfast. Shaman Sheikh we love. We're big scuba divers, so the Red Sea is a very special place if you're a scuba diver. It's the best scuba diver in the world. So yeah, we've traveled a lot. You know, more will come, you know. We had the chance to go to South Africa and swim with penguins.
Swim with penguins? I've never swum with penguins. What was that like?
It's amazing. They're really fast, so you don't really see them for long under the sea.
Very cold water.
The coldest water I've swum.
I didn't go in it.
No.
I wasn't brave enough.
No, I don't blame you.
Yes, and you know, and Cape Town to the south of South Africa is one of the best drives in the world. So, and we experienced that with a 70s Mercedes with a friend. So
he took us around. We experienced the vineyards there, Stellenbosch, all the different white wine, red wine. Yeah, mind blowing.
God, it's just a charmed life. And, you know, to be able to do, you know, anyone who's a musician or an artist or a DJ or, I don't know, to be able to do what you love and actually make a living of it, you know, that's...
It's crazy.
That's the best thing, right?
Yeah, we're so excited. Like, next week we're going to Sardinia to DJ. We're going to Puglia, you know, and we love food. So going to Italy and having some good pasta and good seafood, it's going to be beautiful.
So the family, you've branched out into, you've got the Hostello della Torre here that we're sitting in. Is that something you're doing more of?
You mean opening venues?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We have, the family company has 15 venues, which some of the most successful have been opened in the last 6 years. And which we consider, well, we are pretty sure they have been extremely influenced thanks to our travels. And our lifestyle that we have when we travel, because we get to see a lot of beautiful places and nice restaurants and nice cafes and nice clubs. So yeah, we're like sponges. We get all the idea. We're with our phones taking pictures. We see anything. We're trying to understand the soul of the venues when we travel. So yeah, thanks to traveling, we feel our company's doing way better.
Oh God, I just listening to it, I love your voices, because you get the Spanish, but you get the Scottish like thrown in. When you said travelling now, it's like, it's so Scottish. It's a, you know, the amalgamation. It's interesting. Yeah, so you've got Hostel de la Torre, and are they all in Ibiza?
Yeah, all our projects are in Ibiza, and we love doing projects in Ibiza because we were born here, and we feel we have a lot to give to this island. And continue giving. We feel we're in a stage of change a little bit, which we like. We like the what Ibiza has become. You know, there's nicer boutique hotels, there's way better restaurants than a few years ago, and there's more farms opening. You know, there's amazing farms in the north of the island, and we're just loving that side of Ibiza. And Ibiza deserves having these projects.
More charming.
You speak beautifully about the getting to know the soul of a place. What do you think is the soul of Ibiza?
Well, that's a big question.
Well, Ibiza is a magic place, but it's been magic for many, many years, way before the hippies in the 60s or the beatniks in the 50s. You know, we go way back 700 years before Christ. Already Ibiza had something that the Phoenicians saw. So Ibiza is a mind-blowing place, and it has a lot of charm since then. Ibiza, the charm now is the authenticity of what Ibiza actually is. You know, we've imported a lot of things from around the world, a lot of concepts, which... It's not as charming as it should be, but when you play about with candles and recycled woods, and you can come up with a place with a lot of soul. And Ibiza deserves having more and more of this soul that locals already have by nature and understand a place. And now, like mushrooms, they're starting to be much more of this, and people appreciate, for example, farm to table projects, and, you know, circular projects and all this, and recycling. It's happening more and more, and you can see that is a lot of soul behind that.
When the tourists have gone and it's winter, what do you guys end up doing? I mean, obviously you're traveling for work as well, but what do you end up doing here?
We're mountain bikers.
Are you? Fantastic.
Yeah, Ibiza is a great, great destination. It's a world-class mountain bike. We have lots of mountains. And it's just, it is an amazing path. And the weather's amazing to do sports in winter. Because now, as you can feel, it's a little bit warm. But in winter, the weather's perfect. It's sunny. It's like 18, 20 degrees. And you can just do lots of stuff outdoor. You know, hikes,
beautiful hikes.
Yeah, you can scuba dive in winter all the way till December. So, yeah, we do a lot. Obviously, we work in our venues. We do them up. We design them. We're hoping to have more venues for next year to show what charm and Ibiza is and keep going. And yeah, just we love what we do, so we don't stop.
Is there any downside to it? You travel and work together. I've got two boys, they're 7 and 10, and they often like end up just punching the shit out of each other as
that
well.
Used to that used to happen, but many years
out
ago.
Of it.
Yeah.
That's good. Is there any downsides to working together all the time?
Well, not really, because we are focused into, you know, just keeping it exciting for us and, you know, finding new things to get our, like, there's always something to do. You know, we have several venues, so every now and then we have to put a little bit of love into each venue. So we sit down around the table and talk and see and, you know, focus on whatever problems that venue that we have to focus on in. So there's no time for problems or, you know,
punching the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And what about Scotland? Do you still have connections?
We have connections. We have extended family there. The last time we went was many years ago to DJ.
Yes.
And that was an experience on its own. We loved it.
Yeah,
it
definitely was, Scotland is... When you think of our ravers, it must be Scottish as well. They're in their own league of partying and having a good time.
And I'm guessing that most people want to come and visit you rather than that you going, over there.
Yes. But they're happy when we're there. It looks like they see me. I suppose they see Ibiza printed in our faces. So they get a smile straight away, and it makes them think of Ibiza when they see us. So. I think they love seeing us there.
Ibiza is printed on your faces. Absolutely, you've got that look. That, again, you know, when I grew up in Malaga, you know, with the tan and the happiness. What's the best party you've ever been to? Anywhere around the world. What's the craziest night you've had? There we go.
Craziest night. Okay, I'll see you tonight. There's too many. Wow. Yeah, well, Hong Kong for sure was a crazy one. It's probably one of the places we see more crazy people on the same night and in the same room.
Yes.
Just went crazy. And remember, we almost didn't make the flight to go to Kuala Lumpur. We were with suitcases and we got half an hour before the flight and they still let us check in.
Yes.
It was
intense. That was very intense.
You just come straight from the party.
Yeah.
I love it when that happens.
We hated it at that moment.
Yeah, at that moment, yeah. When you're having another drink, it seems like a good idea at the time.
Yes. Yeah, obviously there's many in Ibiza nice parties, you know, from having late nights in Pasha, which for us is one of the most amazing clubs in the world, or High in Ibiza. Having late nights there to little house parties, you know. Ibiza is great. Or, like we do many nights, drinking wine in Casamaca in our own restaurant with friends till 4 or 5 in the morning and just chatting away about life.
What's your top three things for anyone coming to Ibiza? What is your top three? Or top however many, but let's go for three randomly.
Well, you must watch a good sunset. That is very special. Hostal La Torre is a great option. If you want something in a nice, beautiful, charming environment, Cafe Man was another option for a good sunset. It's a little bit more vibey and a little bit more hectic, but wonderful. You've got the, you know, the sunset vibe, and then the DJs that come in. You can have, you know, any Fatboy Slim playing or Felix the House Cat, Pete Tong, all those DJs playing, Fisher. That's one of the things. Another thing is enjoy a few of the beaches, you know. And the third thing to do is probably go to an authentic, traditional Ibicenco restaurant on the beach, a hut or something, and experience a little bit the real Ibiza.
I'm going to ask you my last questions now. My last question is always about music, because this might be hard for you to answer, but I believe that music and travel always go hand in hand. You know, like the best nights and moments that I've had are often accompanied by an amazing soundtrack. So I'm going to ask you both to have a little think, each of you. If you had to name one song that reminds you of an incredible moment when you've been traveling, and of course Ibiza is a place of travel, so it could be here, you know, that one moment when you're listening to the song and you're like, wow, what is that song and what is the moment? You probably have these every night, right?
I don't know. I think my brother will be, when we were traveling in India, we went backpacking. And we traveled like backpackers, and we done the third class routes with on train and on bus. 16, 17 hour journeys going from Agra to Jaisalmer desert. So we needed music to make us fall asleep. So we were listening a lot of chill out music, Jose Padilla sets at Cafe Mambo or La Torre. La Torre CD, you know, that we have from here, that's soundscapes, and it's very mellow and laid back. That helped a lot for our crazy journeys on third class in India.
Yeah, I mean, they're hardcore.
They're very hardcore. Really hardcore. We thought that because we were doing the backpacking thing that we would see more Europeans doing the same thing, but we were the only ones.
Yeah, which has its pros and cons.
It's beautiful, but at the same time, you're saying, what the heck am I doing here?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is a beautiful thing to, you know, move from your usual travel. Because afterwards, after the India trip that we done on third class, we met my mum and dad at the Raffles Hotel.
Brilliant.
And that was, you know, complete different. We were sleeping in beach huts for 80 cents a day in the Andaman Islands. Back in the day, you know.
So you're going to go for the chill-out music on the Indian public transport. Okay, that's cool. And what are you going to go for?
For a specific track.
Yeah, a moment. It doesn't have to be your favourite song. I've had people like, you know, climbing to the top of Everest, and then, you know, somebody's playing Britney Spears, you know, or something like
this is what's special with the... with a trip, but I'm trying to think. It's like so many moments with music.
Yeah, exactly.
To just choose one, it's...
My song on the trip would be a track they've always talked about, but I love it. And it's Orbital Belfast. It's it brings rhythm, it brings opera, it brings classical together, and it's like gush bumps all the time. And on that trip, I'm sure I've heard it like on repeat many times.
Yeah, Orbital, very special for those big moments, absolutely.
And it's a track that gets played here a lot, in Ibiza, on Mambo and Hostal La Torre.
I quite like it when I saw Fatboy Slim on the beach, because I live in Brighton, and, you know, obviously he's a local. In fact, he said he's going to come on the podcast. I've interviewed him before, but not specifically for this, but I must nail him down with a date. But he's actually always travelling.
He's great.
Yeah, he's amazing. And it was the 20th anniversary of the Big Beach Boutique, and I've been to all of them so far. And so I was down in the very front on someone's shoulders, and it was beautiful, beautiful beach weather in Brighton, which I don't always get. And he just dropped in All Saints, Pure Shores.
Wow.
And it was just amazing, you know, totally unexpected. And there were pictures, like aerial, I've got goosebumps now, like thinking about it, but there was aerial shots of Brighton Beach. And, you know, we really love our town in Brighton. We really, a bit like
it's here, a magic,
you know,
place,
it's a magical place. And he loves it as well. And he just dropped that in, and everyone was just like, oh my God, that's amazing. It was just, I'm having goosebumps.
Yes.
I love it that music can do that to you.
Yes. Well, the last time we had that kind of feeling, I can say that, and that was this year in a club in DC10, we were, and the guys of KNA Music played an old 90s track called Please Don't Go.
Oh, yes, amazing.
And we went last track.
As a last track. And you never expect that in a club nowadays.
Yeah.
And just because that track, like we heard, my dad, as we said at the beginning of the interview, we had a pub, and they used to play it every single day. So the memories that came straight away just hearing that track was, wow, we were shocked. It was like...
And it was 6:30 in the morning.
Yes. Lights coming in, DC-10, and everyone like, wow, you know.
Hands up in the air, singing.
Yeah. So definitely, yes, we've had that was an amazing moment this year.
Many, many moments. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Big Travel Podcast. That was really lovely to speak to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Big Travel Podcast. I really hope you've enjoyed my two Ibiza specials. We'll be bringing you more on-location specials from around the world as soon as we can. In the meantime, back in 2 weeks.